Judges chapter 16. Joshua Judges chapter 16. I want to preach a little bit tonight. The Lord help me, and may God have a touch us tonight. Preach a little bit out of Judges chapter 16. The life of Samson, verse chapter 13 through 16. And this man was an unusual man. God used him in a great way. And the power of God came upon him. And Samson was really a man that I thought this. Samson never was a normal man. Amen. Until he give his whole heart to Delilah. And then he became just another man. But before that, you think about this. Think about Samson. Every time God give him something, amen, give him the power to overcome any kind of battle, enemy. He was raised up, thank God, as a judge to defeat the Philistines that God allowed to come on the nation of Israel because they had forsaken the way of God. God did that many a time through the book of Judges. He had raised up nations against Israel because they had forsaken God. And then God would bring a deliverer. Samson was to be delivered from the Philistines. And we know that God did use him in that manner. Amen. That's right. It wasn't drawn up probably the way we'd have drawn it up. But God did it anyway. God always does what he wills to do. And he used this man here to do it. In verse number 7, Samson said unto her, talking to Delilah, if they bind me with 7 green withs that they were that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. In verse number 11, he said it again. He said to her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then I shall be weak and be as another man. Verse number 17, Samson said that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Samson knew the power of God. Samson knew the power of God came upon him, and God did use him. You go back to the whole chapters here. Thank God he rent that line with his own hands. God came upon him, and the Bible said the Spirit of God began to move upon him even after he was born, after God. Thank God he brought him into this world. That was what it said in verse 24, chapter 13. The woman bare a son, called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 25 said, the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtiol. And we know that the word of God says through these scriptures and through the chapters that God began to move upon Samson, and God empowered Samson. Amen. I mean, he rent this line like a kid, like it was a kid. And all through the scriptures here, thank God, took a jawbone of an ass and killed 1,000 at one time. Tied 300 foxtails together and burned their fields up. Amen. I mean, thank God, carried the gates of a city off on his shoulders. What a man. Thank God. All because God chose to put his blessing and anointing on this man, Samson. But Samson knew it was the power of God. Samson knew that it was God that done it, and God chose to do it that way. Amen. And I will tell you tonight, we sure need the power of God on our life. I'm glad God does choose to do that. I'm glad God, thank God, empowers his vessels with the Holy Ghost and enables us to do his will. But Samson told her, I'll be like any other man. And so that tells me there was something about Samson, thank God, that was not like just another man. He had something, thank God, they didn't have. I want to say tonight, the church ought to have something, thank God, like no other anybody else has. The church ought not be normal. Can I say that? The church ought not just be a status quo. Amen. The church ought to have some power upon it. There ought to be some action of God in the church. Amen. People ought not come in, amen, and see the church in normality. Amen. There ought to be some power of God. Ought to be some action from God in the saints, in the church. Hey, God, Samson had the power to move on him. Hey, the reason Samson ended up losing the power was that he stayed in the enemy's lap. He told her all his heart, and God departed from him. And brother, I'm telling you, when we live in a normal church world, and we never see no power of God, there's a good thing That's right. Thank God. I believe Samson can be a type of the church. I really believe that. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you what, when we just become like another man, we don't have no power in our life. Amen. Hey, we're saved tonight. We possess the Spirit of God. We ought to have some power in our life. Amen. You know what? People ought to see the power of God in our life. The Holy Ghost ought to be, thank God, empowering us. Everything we do, we ought to have the power of God on us. Talk about spiritual things. Samson said, I'll be like another man. I tell you what, I don't want to be like another man. I don't want to be like another church. I want to have the God of heaven on me. I want to see the church have the power of God on it. Hey, we don't need to be like another man at another church. We need to be different. Amen. That's right. Thank God we all want it. Amen. I know God chose to do this for him. He raised him up for a purpose. He raised the church up for a purpose tonight. And the purpose of God is in the church is to glorify God and get the gospel out in the power of the Holy Ghost. And when we don't do that, then we're missing the mark. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there ought to be the power. Hey, he said, you shall receive power if that the Holy Ghost come upon you. He said, Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. He said, thank God it went with the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I tell you tonight, the church needs it. Hey, we're going to end up like he was. That's why he had no vision. They put his eyes out. They burned him out. He never could see again. He didn't have a vision. When the church don't have a vision, it's because they don't have no power. Amen. That's right. I'm a terrible one of you tonight. Listen to what I'm about to say. Samson, he was a man of God, son. Amen. I know people run him down trying to preach messages about he ought not be where he's at, and I'll say amen to that, but I'm telling you what, he's still a man of God. He was still used by God. Amen. Hebrews 11 says, and I won't tell you about Samson. Amen. That's a Hebrew faith chapter, brother. Amen. You're saying God did use him. Amen. God did use him. That's right. Even though the power of God left him, he didn't even know God had left him. He said, I'll go out like I did before and shake myself and go out and fight him again. He didn't know God had left him until he went out. And he is weak like another man. I tell you what's weak in the church. As we don't have no discernment, we don't have no God in us, we don't have no judgment. Thank God we go through the motion and wonder why we don't have no God. It's because we've left God and we don't have the power of God and we don't have no vision and no power. I don't do anything for God anymore. Amen. That's right. That's what's happened. That's what's happened down at the church house. Amen. God help. God didn't tell us to influence friends and win people. He told us to have the power of God. Amen. Anybody can have influence. Amen. Adolf Hitler had influence. Amen. That's right. He's a devil. Amen. That's right. Anybody can have some influence, but I ain't telling you what. Amen. They ought to have the power on us. Amen. That's what changes men's lives. That's what does something in the church. That's what brings Holy Ghost conviction. That's what brings the church together in the whole holy power of God. Amen. But I tell you, we've laid Delilah's lap. You know what the name Delilah means? It means languishing. It means, thank God, feeble. That's what Samson ended up. He languished. He wiltered away. After laying in her lap, laid on her knees. The name Samson means sunlight. And his light got dim. Amen. And he ground at the prison house. I didn't have no eyes. The Philistines made a joke of him. I laughed at him. You know why the world's laughing at us today? It's because we're doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing. There's no difference. There's no power. And therefore the church has no power in the world today. Amen. That's right. That's because there's no difference in the world. We've got our eyes put out. We can't see. He said he's forgotten. He's been purged and he cannot see afar off. He don't have no vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people go to hell. Where there's no power, amen, in the pulpit, there's no action in the pews. And when there's no power in the pews, there's no action outside in the will of God. And it's just, ain't God going through the motion. Hey, we need the Holy Ghost to work in us. We need His power on us. The power left
left this man. The power of God left him. It departed from him. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight. The reason we don't have no power is we become weak like anybody else has. And we're going out trying to do what God says. And we're doing it without the Holy Ghost. Amen.
That's right. That's why we come up with psychology today. That's why psychology's ate the church world up. Because we figured out a way to do it without God. That's why all these people say they got all these professions today. They can get all these people to make a profession. It's psychology is what it is. It's no power in it. There's no conviction. There's no salvation being wrought under the power of His holy word. Because we tried to do it our way and get psychology in it and try to think this thing out. And it won't work. I don't care how much you do it. Amen. I'm telling you, you will not better what the Bible says. You can't better having the power of God by prayer and thanksgiving and getting right with God and trusting God, the strength of God working through you and in you. Amen. We need it tonight. Oh, I'm telling you, we need to get on our face and cry to God Almighty and pray for the prayer of God. I'm telling you, the church has lost its vision. It's lost its power. You know why? Because God departed from him. And when God departs, there'll be nothing done. I'm telling you, amen. That's what's happened tonight. That's why the church don't have no zeal. He don't have no fervency, don't have no unction, don't have no fire of God. It's because we've left the path of God. Amen. Listen, I believe this about Samson. I believe Samson did abuse what God gave him. I mean, he was a powerful man. And he said, I'll go out like I did his other times. In other words, I'll just go do what I did before. And he didn't have God with him when he went out. Amen. I'm telling you this tonight. I just don't want to be like another man. I just don't want to see us just have another church and see the candlestick being stuffed out and seeing my friend the church world. Amen. Laughing at the church and looking at all the religions of this day and putting everybody in the same hat. Ain't God. The Bible said the salt has lost its savor. It's good for nothing to be trodden under the foot of men. Throw it out on the dunghill. It can't do nothing. It has no zeal. It has no difference. I tell you tonight, friend, the devil would like to take anything we've got and destroy us and laugh at us. That's what they did. They set their Philistine God Dagon up. Amen. It made him the big God. Hey, God, but when God came around, it made a difference, didn't it? I tell you what I want to see in the last days. I want to see the church pray to God one more time and trust God one more time. Samson said to that little lad, he said, let me build a pillar to this place. Thank God he bowed his head, prayed one more time and said, God, would you stir me one more time? Thank God, God did. I know, praise God, God did. And God used it to push down pillars and that whole building fall. Thank God in the old time. He killed more in his death than he did in his life. I know he died with them, but he died by faith. I believe in God to accomplish his will and destroy that crowd and give deliverance to a nation that God set his eyes on. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. You're just like any other man. That's right. That's where you become weak. Amen. We're not no different from the world. We're not no different. Our church would be no different from the world. Amen. I mean, what kind of effect do you have on the world? Amen. What kind of effect do we have? Amen. If we just come go through the motions of religion, you're not no different from the Lutherans. That's all they do. They up and down. Ain't God recite things in a book. Amen. That's right. We're no different if we don't have no power on us. If we don't have no power in the service. If we don't have no power in our singing. If we don't have no power in the preaching. If we don't have no power in the pews. If we don't have no power to testify. If we don't have no power on us. I tell you, we ain't going to do nothing for God. We'll end up going backward. We'll let the world languish us in the mouth of the church. And there ain't nothing more than a social club instead of the power of God. Amen. That's right. That's what's happened in this day. I hate to say it, man, but it's just the truth. I mean, we're more social skilled than we are spiritual skilled.
Amen.
That's right. I'm not against social. I mean, I think you got to have some of that, praise God. I mean, But I'll tell you what, you're going to have spiritual stuff more than you do social stuff. I mean, when Peter and John started preaching, they said they were, perceived they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled and took knowledge of them they had been with Jesus. Amen. That's right. They saw the boldness of them men. They saw the touch of God on them men. Amen. God help us. You say, preacher, what's going to work? I tell you what's going to work. Ain't God what's always worked? Amen. There's nothing new to this thing. There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. God has set his love on Samson and his affection and his power. And you, Samson. Amen. He got his will done. Thank God, I'm here tonight, friend. If we realize that we got to have God no matter what we do and stay with God, we can have a move of God in the church. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. We need it too, buddy.
Yeah.
Amen. You say it's a good church. I'm telling you, we need a move of God.
Yeah.
We need a move of God. I'm telling you what, you need a move of God on you tonight. Amen. I need a move of God on me. Bible said the Spirit of God began to move him. Just move him. He done what God said. You know what he said here? Notice this here. Notice the prayer Samson prayed, if you will. I'm going to preach that a minute here. Notice what he said. He said, now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. They was laughing at him and deriding him. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord, remember me. Amen. I pray then, strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I might be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon the house stood, and on which it was borne up, and the one with his right hand, the other with the left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord's and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. He gave his life, thank God, to take them down. Amen. That's right. I'm glad, thank God, tonight Christ gave his life for a church. Thank God that we can be empowered and strengthened and do his will. When people see us, they ought to say, them people's of the Lord. They ought to say, thank God, them people's got the power on them. If people's different from anybody else, and it ain't just what they're wearing. It's something upon them. There's a radiance. There's a God of heaven on them. Ain't God Samson. They said, where's his strength lie? That's all they will know. Where's his strength lie? It didn't say nothing about anything else. You know why? Because he exemplified the power of God. He saw the power of God, that man. He saw him, praise God, do everything he did in the power of God. And they said, we want you to find out where his strength is. We want you to get where his strength is. Hey, can I tell you this and that? The devil's going to attack you there. He's going to try to take us down where our strength is. And he'll start with our weakness to get that. He laid in the lap of that woman. Amen. But he ended up losing the strength he had. I'm telling you tonight, friend, are you listening? If you're saved tonight, you've been empowered by God Almighty. And there'll be something in you that'll exemplify the poor world. Thank God that you only have not only you got to say it, but thank God they can see it, and they know the power of God is upon it, and the Holy Ghost anoints on it. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank God, that's right. I tell you, we need the anointing of God.
Yeah.
That means that word anointing means a rubbing of oil.
Yeah.
That means the Holy Ghost anointing is what we need on us. Baptists don't know much about it. Oh, they got a letter and a law about dead as 4 o'clock. Amen. We need God to rub us. We need God to rub us. Amen. We need him to strengthen us. Amen. When I preach, I need the Holy Ghost to touch me. I tell you, I need that. Amen. I don't need a seminary. Thank God, I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right, brother. So many people are caught up in that. Thank God on being my friend educated. Amen. Instead of anointed. I'd rather be anointed, thank God, and have all the education of the world, because the anointing of God is what gets the men's hearts. Amen. That's right. Thank God, that's right. Anyway, the Holy Ghost is the only one to do anything for you. That's right. If he don't, you won't get it. The Holy Spirit of God don't do it, you won't get it. I don't care what you say. I can agree with every fact you get up and say that's of truth. But if the touch of God's on, it never will get nowhere.
Yeah.
Amen. Old Brother Andrew, I called him this weekend. I was talking to him, and we got talking about the Bible. Amen. I felt God getting that telephone, brother. I'm telling you what, I started weeping. I was thinking about what he was saying about the Bible. Thank God, I felt the anointing of God on it. There's just something different when the anointing's on it. When God puts his hand on it, basically what I'm saying. When God puts his rub on it. When God touches it, there's just something different about it. Amen. That's right. It's not in the style a man preaches in. That don't make the anointing on a man. Amen. It don't make anointing on a man because he's a Baptist. Even though, thank God, I am. That don't bring the anointing of God. Amen. Thank God, I tell you, there's men in time gone by that was not Baptist that had the anointing of God on them. Amen. God done it. Amen, preacher. Hey, God, it's not what we say. It's what he does. It's us getting in that place of begging God for his touch and for his help. Amen. And getting with God. Did he not say how much more should he give of the Holy Ghost to them and ask him? He's talking about the power of God right there. And he said, the power come upon you. Amen. It's not me getting the power. It's the power coming on me. Samson didn't go out and get the power. The power came on him. Amen. That's right. I know that's an act of God. But a man's got to be in the place to receive it. And when he's in the place to receive it, that's when God can touch him and use him. Amen. That's right. See, you say, get the power of God. I don't have to get the power of God. The power of God's in me. It's the power of God coming upon me.
Yeah.
And working through me. And me yielding to him. Knowing I don't have nothing. I'm like that man, when that man come at midnight needing that bread. I don't have it. Thank God, but I know a friend that does. I'm going to go knock on his door and see if he'll give it to me. Amen. That's right. He kept knocking till he got it. That's right. And the power of God comes that way, brother. Amen. Thank God. That's right. Hey, listen. You don't have to be in the church now to have the anointing of God on you. Amen. You can be out there, thank God, in the cornfield praying. And the power of God come on you. That's what's so amazing. I don't know why we bring it down to we think it's got to just be in the church. It don't have to just be in the church. Thank God. You can have prayer meeting at your house. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Me and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Thank God, that's three right there, brother. Amen. We get in the upper room sometimes, sing a while. Amen. Praise God a while. Amen. That's as good as it is here. Amen. You can enjoy God no matter where you're at. But remember one thing. If you ever get the power of God on you, it's because God came to you. It's because you got in a place and shape to get it. Amen. And when God comes on you, it'll empower you and work in you. And you'll know you met with God. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you what, I can get through preaching sometimes. I feel like I still got on me to want to preach again. It's called the rub of God. I can be around people and pray. We can get here and pray right on the altar. Amen. Feel the power of God. Say, God, I need you. I need you. I told God today, I said, Lord, I do not have it. I do not have it. Lord, I don't have it. I don't know it. God, I don't have it. If you don't strengthen me, I can't do it. Amen. You know what, brother? I'm telling you this tonight. The reason the church has got weak is they not relying on the power of God. They're not relying on God to do it. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Don't take this in the wrong way, but kick everything out that's of you. Amen. Kick everything else that's of you. And ask God to help you. You'd be a whole lot better off in doing it that way. I'm trying to do it in your own strength and own flesh. It's kick it out. Don't trust nothing but God. Amen. It's not my ability to preach. It's not my knowledge to preach. It's just God. If a man get there, he can have something. Thank God. If a person, when they get up to sing, realize it's God. It's got to touch it. Amen. It's just something about it. It's knowing something about the Holy Ghost. It's knowing something about what he's around. It's knowing something about him in your heart. It's knowing something about the power of God. And the old time way. And knowing, thank God, when he's around. And he moves on your soul. And you know, thank God, about it. And it gets in the depths of your heart. And you know it's God. And you get in with it. And stay with it. That's the Holy Ghost. And get in with him. Amen. That's right. Amen. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can believe me or not. Don't matter to me. I know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know it.
Right.
You know why? Because they've never been around it much. And then another thing, too, they've been taught a different way. You telling me the Holy Ghost get around you, you don't know it?
Oh, you know it.
That's right.
Amen.
Listen. I was at Brother Shank's house today. He was working on my car. We didn't really talk about the Bible that much, but I felt a witness. And this brother, friend of his, come over. Brother Sadler. Listen to me. We never said hardly nothing about God, but I felt the magnet. You see, y'all understand. I felt the magnet. I felt the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? We didn't say nothing about God. You say, how can you feel that, preacher? Because I got him.
Yes.
As hell. I never had met Gene Mathias. I can take you to James Crawford's house. He come in and he thank God, he come up to meet me that day. It was back about 2000 when I preached revival. Old Brother Gene, he come in. He come in the house, and when he come in, I felt the power of God. You know what he done? He come over here and he said, I'm Brother Gene Mathias. When he did, I felt the power of God. How do I know that? The magnet, the witness of God in me. It's something about knowing the Holy Ghost. It's not just saying words. It's something about knowing God. It's something about the old time way. You say, what's the old time way, preacher? It's knowing the Holy Ghost. It's knowing when somebody's in it. It's knowing, thank God, when the voice is in it. It's knowing the power of God. I'm telling you, when he's around, if you don't get in on it, and you don't know he's around, then I check up.
Yes.
Amen. I told you this, you wasn't there. Everybody was at that meeting up in the mountains on that Wednesday night. That's as much power up in it as while in a service.
Amen.
I mean, it was God.
Amen.
He got thick in there. Amen. A man that wouldn't know God's around there, he'd have to be in bad shape. Amen. Even a sinner said when God's around, that the sinner will say, they're of God. God's in here of a truth. Amen. I mean, how many people come to this old church here and it ain't the church? It's the Holy Ghost said, well, I felt God in her. I mean, I've heard people say, I walked the door and felt God. Amen. But I tell you, when you live in it a while, amen, I'm telling you, thank God, sometimes it's not as real to you. And go on and on about the Holy Ghost and knowing Him. Amen. Listen to what I'm about to say. You know what's going to bring the power of God? People that know something about it. That's right. People that know something about it. I'm not saying I know everything, but I do know some things. And when a man's a preaching in it, I'm going to get full-fledged pulling in it. I'll tell you what, I ain't going to sit there and just look at him. I couldn't do it. I just don't see how y'all can do it sometimes. I'm just being straight out honest with you, and I love you to death. But I'm telling you, when a man gets into preaching in the Holy Ghost and you just sit there like this, what in the world? I mean, I just can't understand that. I mean, maybe it's personality, and I got to attribute to some of that. And I'm telling you what, son, there's just something in me that says, God, that's good. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God I feel like getting up and sawing a tree or something. Amen. I mean, there's something in me says, amen. I mean, how could you not never have no emotion? I'm not talking about cheerleading. I'm talking about Holy Ghost emotion. How could you not have some of it? Amen. A tear in your eye. A hand wave. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Appreciate preacher. Praise God, preacher. Thank God for it, preacher. Hallelujah. Thank God. For the singing and the preaching. And all the goodness of God. How in the world can we not get it on it? Amen. God help. Amen. I'm talking about being like another man. Amen. That's right. Amen. Well, old brother Mimmy told me this. I'll go on the other side. First time he ever preached back to Bethel, he preached on, are you in the battle? Or will it ever rain again? He preached that. He preached about Elijah praying the 63-word prayer to God coming in. This is what he said. Never forget it. He said the prophets of Baal made a lot of noise. They jumped up and down on the altar. And they cut themselves. So pay no attention to their annex. Amen. Just because a man's a hollering, jumping up and down, don't mean God did it.
Amen.
Amen. But I'll tell you what, when God's in it, He's doing it. I like it that way.
Yeah.
Amen. I just like it that way. Amen. Some people don't.
Right.
But I do.
Yeah.
I like it that way. You've got to get in it. Amen.
Yeah.
God help us. I mean, Samson was a great man.
Mm-hmm.
And God empowered him at the end. I hope God empowered the church like that at the end of days. I believe we're in the last days.
Oh,
I believe we're in the latter days. I believe we're in the last days. I believe in the latter days, Brother Keith. I believe in the last days. I believe we are.
Yeah.
That's right.
The church needs to pray to God.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to us one more time.
Yes.
Yeah. Strengthen us one more time. Before Jesus comes.
Yeah.
Amen. Folks, listen to me. I know Christ is the only hope we got. Listen to what I'm about to say. But really, you're the only hope the world's got.
Amen.
That's right. Because it's Christ in you that He's desired to put the gospel out through. This is this is God's group right here. This is God's group. Amen. This is not my group. This is God's group. I'm part of this group, but this is God's group. And I tell you, this has got to be God's group in the last days. Thank God to cry out to God one more time. Just one more time, Lord. Just one more time. Amen. I don't want to be weak like another man. I don't want a church to be weak and just be like another church. Amen. I don't want that. I mean, I don't want that. I want God. And Samson's a great picture tonight. Thank God of the church. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you being here and helping.